Good afternoon, everybody. I will call the Board of Commissioners organizational meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll now take the roll. Commissioner Loftbaum?
Here.
Commissioner Aarons?
Present.
Commissioner Mapes?
Here.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Here.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coates?
Here.
At this time, I'll ask for nominations for chairperson.
I'd like to make a nomination. Suzanne, can I nominate a chairperson and vice chairperson candidate together? Is that
separate?
See what Steve has to say
about it. If I may?
Yeah.
Yes,
I was hoping you would.
Yes. Well, the organizational meeting rules call for the chair to be decided upon first as
perfect.
The first item of business. So it does separate them up. So
okay.
I think they
perfect.
Should be kept separate.
Thank you for clarifying. I'd like to nominate David White for chairperson.
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations?
Yes, Chair. I would like to nominate Mr. Ginnup for chairman.
Is there a second?
A second.
Are there any other nominations?
You can either do a motion to close or ask if there are any others one final time, and if there are none, you can proceed to a vote.
Are there any other nominations? Okay. When I call your name, please state who you are voting for. Commissioner White or Commissioner Ginnup? Commissioner Loftbaum?
Mr. Ginnup.
Commissioner Aarons?
Commissioner White.
Commissioner Mapes?
Mr. Ginnup.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Commissioner Ginnup.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Mr. White.
Commissioner White?
Commissioner White.
Commissioner Coates?
David White.
Commissioner White, you have been elected the chair.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now take nominations for vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Neil Aarons for vice chair.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any other nominations for vice chair?
Yes, Chair, I would like to nominate Don Mapes.
We have a nomination for Mr. Mapes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. Any other nominations? One final call. Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll call the nominations closed. Madam Clerk, call the roll, please.
Commissioner Coates?
Aarons.
Commissioner White?
Aarons.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Aarons.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Commissioner Mapes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Commissioner Mapes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Aarons.
Commissioner Loftbaum?
Mr. Mapes.
Commissioner Aarons, you are the vice chair.
Thank you.
Our next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda that is remaining. I'd like to refer a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second the agenda.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the approval of the agenda? Hearing none, a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. We are now open for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the commission has 3 minutes. Please step forward if you have any comment. Second call for any public comment. Third and final call. Seeing no one rushing to the microphone. Our next item is the Minister's Report, Mr. Lawyer.
I will give that at our January 8th meeting if that is approved on the agenda tonight.
Thank you, sir. Next item on the agenda is our 2024 fee schedule. Mr. Boyer, Mrs. Treasurer?
Yes, Chair.
Madam Clerk.
This is basically the same as it was last year. There were a few minor changes. These fees are fees that are not dictated by statute or not approved at other times in your meeting schedule for larger departments like DPW or the Planning Commission does have their fee schedule attached to this. But if there's any questions, I will do my best to answer them.
Are there any questions regarding the proposed 2024 fee schedule? Hearing none, looking for a motion for approval.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Now that we have a motion and a second, any discussion again on the fee schedule for 2024? If not, roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Loffbaugh?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes. Suzanne, do you want to go also with the draft meeting schedule?
Sure. It's pretty straightforward. I did highlight a couple of dates down for November, with there being hunting season and elections, and the way the dates fell in November, it was a little sketchy. So my proposed dates are the 12th and 21st. Thanksgiving's not until the 28th in 2024, so...
In the first November meeting, the day after that is the election day.
Correct.
So, the staff at the clerk's department is going to be busy with elections, so we thought it would be good to give them a breather and push it to the next day. So.
And then I did highlight the December alternate dates. Those are a little tricky with Christmas, too. Typically, you don't use the alternate dates, but you'd either have to go before your second meeting, which would be on Tuesday the 17th, or do it on the 30th. So I don't know which one of those you'd prefer.
And then always can be adjusted as we get closer. I doubt at that time we would need that meeting, but if we do, we can work around that.
So are you recommending we approve the draft schedule as presented?
Yes.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the draft schedule for the commission meeting? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Kuntz?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Loffbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda are the 2023 commissioner committee appointments. Are there any commissioners that have any discussion on these appointments?
So we're talking about 2024 or 2023?
2020. It says 2023, but it's a 2024 appointment. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to keep the ones that I currently have, if that's possible.
Are there any commissioners on the board that wish to change their committee appointments for 2024?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to volunteer to be on the Zoning Board of Appeals this year. I served on it last year.
Chuck, what time does that committee meet?
About 6 o'clock.
In the evenings?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one clarification, yeah. Tammy.
Thank you. Sorry. The Planning Commission rules require that a person from the Planning Commission also serve on the Board of Zoning Board of Appeals. Chuck Loffbaum is currently that person that serves on the Planning Commission and the Zoning Board of Appeals, so that may impact that appointment.
Is there two?
Yes, that leaves me.
Well, we do meet at 6 p.m. on the third Tuesday of the month.
For a Zoning Board of Appeals.
Yes.
There's two on the Planning Commission, though, right?
Two.
Yes, Mr. Aaron. Who's?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess it's up to me. I guess I'll take it, Chuck.
So we're moving Mr. Aaron's to Board of Zoning Board of Appeals, and Mr. Loffbaum's not.
Just on planning.
Just on. Yes. Mr. Loffbaum, you're staying on planning, correct?
I would like to.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you would indulge me, I would like to explain why I didn't want to serve on the zoning.
Go ahead.
Board. I see it as a very negative board. I'm not a big believer in current overly restrictive zoning. I would like to pass my notes out here and make it into the record. It seems to be against the rights and freedoms of our businesses and citizens. I'll give you a few examples here. It does not allow citizens to live in small homes, campers, and trailers. It allows only three flagpoles and American flags in the yard. It does not allow for adequate safe lighting for a new business starting up. I've had personal experience with that. In the past year, I've seen the board interrupt applicants during their opening statements and display open hostility to applicants. I've seen them reject a small digital sign for the Friendship Center, who provides transportation and meals for senior citizens and handicapped people in Emmett County. I've seen them reject a 5-foot variance for a ground-level patio for the Crooked Lake Yacht Club, which is a nonprofit 501c who has worked with the Emmett County Sheriff's Department and provided safe boating classes for many people for many years, resulting in a very costly lawsuit against Emmett County. And I do recommend some oversight of this board by the Emmett County Board of Commissioners to avoid future lawsuits. And when I run for county commissioner, I didn't run to hurt people. I run to help people. And it's my personal opinion that board is hurting a lot of citizens and businesses in Emmett County. But I would like to stay on the planning committee.
So Mr. Ahrens will move to the Board of Zoning Appeals. That is the only change. Can I have a motion to approve the 2024 committee appointments?
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
Can I just have, I have one question.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
There are certain committees that the chair has to sit on, so I'm just assuming those will change.
Yes, that kind of goes without saying.
Yes, well, I assume that.
CCE is one of those. Anyone where it says the chair is the appointment.
Okay, just want to clarify.
And I just wanted to make sure that the motion is clear that it's all current appointments to the various boards and commissions as they currently exist, with the exception of the ZBA appointment, which will be to Commissioner Ahrens, right?
That's my understanding.
And any chair appointment.
Everybody understand that.
And that's the board's understanding. And the board automatically knows that. Board chair. Everyone clear on the motion and the second? Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Loughbaum?
Yes.
Commissioner Ginnup?
Yes.
Commissioner Gutowski?
Yes.
Commissioner Mapes?
Yes.
Commissioner Coons?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is communications. Mr. Boyer, do we have any?
No, we do not.
We're open for public comment again. Anyone wishing to address the board? 3 minutes if they would like to speak. First call. Seeing none. Second call. Third call. Mrs. White's not going to want to know what to do if I come over this early. Hearing none. Public comment is closed. Any announcements, Mr. Boyer?
No,
Monday,
just the next meeting is Monday.
The 8th at 6 o'clock here in the commission chamber.
Chair.
Mr. Ahrens.
Yeah, I would like to recognize event in our community. Very sad to see one of my Masonic brothers has passed. A longtime civil servant in City of Harbor Springs. Ron McCray passed away on December 28th. I don't read the whole piece on him, but I'll just say that there's an announcement of a celebration of life will be held on Saturday, January 6th, the Saturday, at Stetsonville Chapel, South State Road, Harbor Springs. Families receiving visitors at 10 a.m., celebration of life at 11 a.m., and luncheon immediately following. In lieu of flowers, a family requests donations to be made to the Harbor Springs Outdoor Club Hunter Safety Program on Robinson Road or McLaren Home Hospice Care in Petoskey. If anyone knows Ron, knew Ron, I mean, true local character, always had a smile, always had a pleasant greeting and a good story. I mean, was just ready at hand. I mean, he'll be sorely missed by a lot of people, I'm sure. So we have a moment of silence for Ron.
Anything else, Mr. Aaron?
Thank you. That's all.
Hearing nothing else? Nothing else, Mr. Boyer?
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close at the same time. We are adjourned.